from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who even forgets to button his fly, and who's had shoe fly pie, and who says shoe fly shoe. It's time for Sleep With Me. Tie Your Shoe Fly is the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would Sleep With Me be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. And you know who works hard for the money? Chris Posty Posterson does, because he edited this episode and did the theme music. Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. Jonathan Mann was on that lovely lullaby. He's our mystery bard. It's mystery with Scoots. You know, it's always mystery what Scoots is thinking. But if you want to reach me, it's over on Twitter at Dearest Scooter. You can follow me over there. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast and whatever podcasting app you use. That way you can reach all the way back to episode one. I don't think all the public-facing stuff, but if you're subscribed to the podcast and a podcasting app, you should have access to all 550 or whatever episodes. Listeners have a Facebook group, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods, N-O-D-S. I want to thank the moderators over there, Stacey, Lauren, Keith, Julian, Jennifer, Summer, and Sarah. And let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is try to create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's been keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, you know, ups and downs. You know, maybe if you're, you know, if you're on a ship, it could be going up and down, but it, if you're on one of those, you know, when those people, they go on roller coasters for like the longest, like that, if you're trying to sleep on a roller coaster, I'm not sure. I don't think this podcast would help. It might pass the time. I don't think it could hurt, but you know, maybe check with the roller coaster, you know, Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Maybe if you're on a roller coaster. But if you feel like you're on a roller coaster, I can relate to that. You know, life does have its ups and downs. Or you could be traveling, or it could be something going on. So whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to distract you from that. And what I'm going to do is create a safe place where you... Oh, I think I said that. You know, repetitive... How am I going to create a safe place? Repetitive phrases. And repetitive jokes, definitely. Because I think I did use this repetitive phrase joke repeatedly in a prior intro, repetitive joke stuff. I was repeating it. And yet again, I do it again because it's a consistency. I do, this podcast is consistent. Because if you're going to count on it to fall asleep, I decided that a long time ago. I said, well, this thing's got to come out two or three times a week and on the same nights. And particularly on a Sunday night. So maybe I could talk more about that, but let me set this up for the new listeners. So I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use these creaky, dulcet tones in addition to said repetition. And I'm going to use a bedtime story. So I'll tell you about the structure of that right now, I guess. Pauses, that's another technique I use. So if you're new here, here's the structure of the show. There's 5 or 6 minutes of business at the top. If you're new, you could not pay attention. If you listen regularly, pretty essential to listen to that part before you fall asleep or the next day. Then there's an intro, which we're into now, maybe 4 or 5 minutes. Usually these intros are, I think they probably average 12 minutes or 14 minutes, not the unlucky number in between those two. But probably, if a mathematician would probably say exactly 13 minutes, Scoots. Say thanks for bringing that up. So the intro is kind of like a show within a show. So if you're new, it might be a little strange because it's a long, rambling intro. I do put the general timestamps if you're a real story fan, so you can skip to the bedtime story. But this is kind of like warming up the bathtub or whatever. Could you imagine if you were so rich? I just thought of this. I didn't mean this when I said warming up the bathtub. Because as soon as I said that, I said, what does that even mean? What other thing are you going to do? But then I think about this. What if you're so rich? Just imagine this. You were so wealthy that you could have a person that warms up your bathtub in that with water. They get in there. They could warm up your bed too. That would be a little bit, I guess it wouldn't be any less intimate. but they would lie in your bathtub just to warm it up, and then they would get out and you'd fill it with water. I wonder if I could be qualified for that bathtub. What do you do for a living, Scoots? Well, I used to tell bedtime stories. That didn't work out. But I did tell some bedtime stories to, like, I got into the Beverly Hills circuit. And whenever I say circuit, I say, yeah, and then Beverly Hills Weekly called me the Beverly Hills Circus, a bedtime story circus. So then I moved back and I actually met some of the younger Astors, the new Astors, with the new money. And like I was pitching them on like overindulging because they were real sensitive about how they spent their money. And I said, came up in conversation, bathing. And then I said, well, what are your pain points in the bathtub? And they said, a bathtub, if someone could invent a better bathtub, that's what one of the Astors went and did. And they put that, the great bathtub barons out of business. But they were so happy that I gave them the idea. They said, well, what did you mean when you said, and I said, well, think about it, all the pain points. You invented a better bathtub, but what you couldn't invent is porcelain or whatever the heck bathtubs are made out of is cool to the touch. And I said, what you need is a bathtub warmer. And I said, sure, for regular plebs like me, you could have it, electrically warmed, but I'll never be able to afford that bathtub either. But what I could do is get in the bathtub for you empty. I would be, I would make sure I'm very clean, before I get to work. I could, whatever. You could have something outdoors for me. I'm not picky. But I'll just get in there and lie there for like 15, I think probably 15 minutes is optimal time. And I'll warm the port. I mean, what could be more luxurious? There probably should be like some, you won't know about it either. Like, so maybe it wouldn't be best for you, young Jacob Astor. But, for whatever other socialites, they wouldn't know. They'd say, like, you'd call it the luxury Astor warmed tub or something. And they would say, Jacob, how do you do this? Why does it cost $4,000 every time I take a bath? And you would say to them, well, isn't it worth it? And they say, oh, yes, it is. So this is like, they say, I can't even, I stay at those fancy places, but there's no tub like this, Jacob. But they would never know I'm getting in the bathtub. We could run it by their staff and everything. And we could do that with their beds too. Like they'd be like, what, like, is that laser warm? You could say, no, it's not even laser warm. We tried that. It's not luxurious enough. Because they think it, like, if they knew I was doing it, it would be tough to forget about. They'd say, well, that was the guy that's warming up my bathtub used to make that sleep podcast with the weird, he was a weird goofball. He was nice, but now he warms the bathtubs up. Well, no, we're just humoring him. We all live in his brain. So this is just, he doesn't know what thought experiment means, but I think this might be a thought experiment. Yeah, so that's how I got in the bathtub warming business here in the rubber. I warm up the bathtubs in my mind. But that's what this intro is. It's kind of like warming, just like that. Also, usually in the intro, I accidentally prove how the podcast works, unintentionally, like why I'm qualified to do it, because that was, I'm still just trying to picture myself. I wish I had a doppelganger to warm my bathtub up for me. Like, that would be great. Cause I guess I wouldn't want anyone else, warming up my bathtub. Like, so I can understand why the Astors eventually objected to that. So the intros are kind of like, if you're new, sorry, I went on a little tangent there, but if you're new, this is the warming up the bathtub part. But there's also two things you should know. You don't have to listen to me, but I'm pretty sure if you're kind of following my thoughts there, it took your mind off of whatever's been keeping you awake, because it's just almost feasible. Like, you see, like, if it wasn't for me, like, the human flesh part, you'd say a human warmed bathtub would be great if you got the human element out of it. But the human elements, I think that's a paradox. The warm tub paradox. I guess that could be a book. You're right. The story of the rise and fall of Jacob Astor and the end of the reign of the porcelain barons. Yeah, title pending. But I think that's like, well, I'm big on these subtitles now. What was it? The human tub? The human tub factor? What did I call that book? I already forgot. But if you're new here, you don't have to listen to me clearly, but hopefully I take your mind off stuff just enough so you can, I can escort you. You know, I can warm the tub and then you slip into it and you know, but this isn't a bit, sleep situation. So that, and then, but here's the other thing. The episode's going to be in another 45 or 50 minutes. So you're not under any pressure to fall asleep. I'll be here the whole time to keep you company. And if you can't fall asleep, I'll be here. And we'll have a story coming up here, our episodic series. So, and that's the thing. I want to be your boyfriend or your boorbay, your companion in the deep, dark night to keep you company and to give you a little bit of hope. I have hope, that one day. I guess I wouldn't mind. I mean, talk about, how much do you think it would pay an hour to warm bathtubs? I guess it wouldn't be a good hourly job. Who's running those, Uber and Lyft? What do they think? I guess they could do it like that. New York City would probably be the only place to do it, but I could run around, Central Park West warming up bathtubs. I mean, I have to charge, 30. Then if I could do 4 an hour... then I could be making some megabucks, So that, tub warmer, tub thumper. Remember that was a song. So anyway, I guess that's I think that's it. So it's a podcast about your sleep. You're under no pressure to fall asleep and you're under no pressure to listen. If you're new here, it doesn't work for everybody. It's a acquired taste, human warm tubs. But I tell you what, once you acquire a taste for that, there's no going back. And then it will have an impact on your wallet once I, figure out the business structure and stuff like that, in the payment method and getting in and out without you seeing me, because then we could, I could say, I could tell you, what you want to hear. Who warmed this tub up? Was it the podcast guy? Oh, no. It was whoever you would like to imagine warmed your tub. One of the mermaids from the Wiki Watch, she was in there. But the thing is, I make this podcast because I've always had trouble sleeping and overthinking and, having thoughts that don't have full cohesion. But there is some cohesion when your body's warm in a tub. But so I say this every episode because I mean it. So give the show a few tries because I'm really glad you're here because I've been there in the deep, dark night. I work very hard at this show, but I yearn and I strive and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thank you for coming by.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. When you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you.
And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's time for our serial store, or no, episodic series, Big Farm in the Sky, PI. If you're new and you've never listened before, it's like a bit like Encyclopedia Brown meets Salvador Dali. No, it's not like it's a bit like Nancy Drew meets Big David L, the legend. Not quite. I don't think I'm doing it justice. It's like it's kind of like Encyclopedia Brown or Nancy Drew or the great Madame Tussauds mysteries. That's something else I'll be writing one day. But there's no kids, and it doesn't take place on Earth. It takes place on the big farm in the sky, though there are parts on Earth. It stars, the heroes are Simon, his niece, G-double-E, and her best friend, DK. And he lives in the big farm in the sky. He once lived on Earth, and I don't know if you can catch my drift. Then he didn't live on Earth anymore. He lived in the big farm in the sky. That's where he lives now. G and DK, they still live on Earth, 100% living on Earth. And what they do is just like those other, again, those other great detectives. Wasn't there the Great Mouse Detective or something like that? But I think that was just he wore the same hat as Sherlock Holmes. And I said, I've seen Data do that. I don't need to see a mouse do that. But anyway, they get like things like just like the Encyclopedia Brown cases I forgot about as a kid, like the bubble gum that blew its own bubbles. I got to write that down. That might be another case one day. The bubble gum that blew, you know, the skates that squeaked and disappeared. Simon takes cases in the big farm in the sky and solves them with the help of DK and G. And almost every episode is a new case. It's solved at the end, but you could sleep through it because it's pretty low. You know, it's in the big farm in the sky where there's much less conflict and lower stakes. Because what could the stakes possibly be it's still hard. You know, if you have to listen, if you can't sleep, I'll be here, giving it my all. So, anyway, also I'm way, like there's some Hollywood bigwig. He finally here. Ah, yes, my friend. Okay, don't forget the lines I have. Okay, the ladies, the gentlemen, the boys, the girls, the friends beyond the binary. It's time to crack the cases of the big farm in the sky. No. It's time to crack the case. Let's crack the case. It's supposed to be the last line. Yes, I think I like it. Okay, let's crack this case. Thanks, everybody. All right, hey, everybody. Simon here, and I'm here with actually G and DK. I told them about you. You're a bit like my Diane if you watch that show that the, you know, I'm recording here. for my future transcriptions, so DK and G know that. But so I'm here to fill them in. We got a new case, and it's looking mysterious, like there's multiple mysteries here. So I'll just tell you all. So what happened is, this is more efficient if I tell all three of you together. Also, again, my accent's coming back. I thought I would keep it, but anyway, that won't translate to the book you're reading. So I got this case. These people from this city not that far away. You take a monorail there, by the way, pretty swanky. They showed up and they said, "Where have you been?" You know, they were harried, I think is the word. And they said, "Where have you been?" And I said, "Who the heck are?" He said, "Then they." I started selling. Also, this was G's great idea and DK's to sell. Like, in the downtime, I still live on the boardwalk. My house hasn't moved because I said, "Why would I want to move?" Great people. I think I may be in the Big H now, except for these cases and some other. But I sit there waiting for cases, watching people on the boardwalk, and it does get boring. So then G and DK said, "Why don't you sell lemonade?" And then we had a debate about giving it away for free and what, but I said, "Let's sell it for whatever." But because then DK is very, very bright too, and she said, "Well, you know, free is devaluing it." She said, "So you got to charge something. Other people will wonder why it's free, and then they might not resist." So anyway, not important. I'm selling lemonade. And so these people, they were coming, and I said, "Okay, calm down." And it was a gentleman and a young woman, and then a young lady, and a younger gentleman, and a young man. I'm just kidding. There was some people, I don't know, they were talking all at once. And I said, "Have some lemon." I said, "I don't know what you're saying." And they said, "You didn't get any of we sent you message. You didn't get a notification." And then they said, "We sent you messages." And I said, "I said, "You mean on my phone?" And they said, "Exactly. We know you have, an iPhone." And I said, "I'm in permanent mood mode up here. I don't need, do not disturb." And permanently, you don't know. That's what happened. I'm not here to be disturbed. I don't give out this to clients. So I don't know how. And they said, "Well, we have our ways of getting you. We knew you, we found you as a friend." And I said, "I didn't know I was applying for being found by friends." And they said, "Well, we had heard about you, that you're solved. We have a case for you to solve. That's why we were trying to get a hold of you." And I said, "Well, in this case, the ends will justify the means. Tell me about your." And they said, "Can you come back to town with us? We'll take the monorail." I said, "There's a monorail." Yes, there is a monorail. Ultra modern, not like the one at that theme park. This one, I assume, is like the first world countries, outside, to have these kind of things, like a high-speed train. I think it was traveling by cloud and through cloud. I was hoping, do you have any Muskie's tubes up here? And they got itchy when I said the Muskie. So I said, "Oh, they must not like the tubes." So whatever, we get to the town, ultra modern, holy moly, even from the outside, it had different shapes, oblongs, it was a big round thing that I feel like I'd seen in pictures before, a lot of smooth curves, a couple of contrasting styles like smoky glass, aluminum, some shiny white stuff, blue lights, from the outside it looked like I said, "What is this? Some sort of sweet?" I said, "Is this a Swedish spa?" And they said, "No, it's where we live." I said, "Okay, tell me about this case." And we're walking from the train station. I thought we were walking. It was a moving walkway. It was so smooth, I didn't even know it was moving. And they said, "Yeah, someone's coming. We have a graffiti problem in our town." And I said, "Is that your town? This ultra modern?" They said, "Yes." And they said, "Okay." I said, "Okay, that's nice. Very nice you call it a town." I said, it looks more like a facility to me. And they said, are you here to debate linguistics? And I said, no. I just, like, so tell me, so you got a graffiti problem in your town? And I said, so the mystery is who's doing the graffiti? They said, yeah, more or less. And I said, okay, tell me more. And they said, every night in the last couple of weeks, you go to bed, and when you wake up somewhere, there's a mural up. And I said, okay, a mural. I said, is it spray painted? And they said, no, it seems to be painted. We're not sure exactly. And I said, it doesn't sound like a graffiti to me. And then I said, and they said, well, we'll show you. We have one. We're just cleaning up now. And I said, well, do you have any suspects? And they said, we have someone from the outside sneaking in and doing it. And I said, really? Someone from the outside is sneaking in and doing it? And I said, how can you be so sure? And they said, we'll show you. And we got there, and we went through this tube, and there was, like, when you first go in, again, like, so it was like walking, and this will make sense in a minute, it was like walking in the inside of an iPhone, except not in the inside, like, as you'd imagine the inside of an iPhone would look if it was just for design, if the consumer could see on the inside of the iPhone, if you know what I mean. Not how it really looks, how you think it would look from the outside. And there's all these giant paintings. It's Steve Jobs. I said, okay, like even people that are back on Earth still. Tim, I guess you can't, like, I said, I like that Tim. And then they gave me a look. They noticed their paintings were a little bit smaller than Steve Jobs. I said, no judging at all. I love Steve Jobs. Okay, the girl said keep moving. So all these paintings, all the greats, all the Apple greats, you know, Johnny and the rest. I just know the big three, to be perfectly honest. I'm assuming Johnny was up there, but I don't know what he looks like. And I said, you could use a little bit more. And they said, okay, anyway, what are you saying? How do you know it's coming from the outside? And he said, well, this is the entrance to our town, through the hall of portraits. And then we went in, and after the hall of portraits ends, it's like you go in and it's modern. Like you go into an atrium where there's like a grass and there's a, like, oh, she's just beautiful. Like being, it was being in like a dream. You know, when you look at an iPhone and you say, geez, what would this be like as a world? They nailed it to these people. So you're in this beautiful atrium and it has natural stuff in an unnatural ultra, you know, light. Oh boy. Very, very nice. And they said, stop right there and look down. And then I noticed that the grass had these lines in it. And I said, and then I noticed there was a little streak, like, right before it. And whatever, like the aluminum or whatever the heck we're walking on, the Hall of Presidents or whatever. You get a Hall of Portraits, excuse me. It was, you couldn't see any marks, but in the grass you could see what looked like just some sort of tracks, like straight line tracks. And they said, there's the proof. Something's coming in from the outside and doing this. And I said, huh, this looks like a sled tracks, I'd say. And then I thought, geez, I hope it's not my friends at the Renaissance Fair coming in here. That would be weird. But I said, it does look like sled tracks or someone sliding something or pushing something, and it's coming from the outside. The line's pointed that way. So I said, interesting. I said, okay, well, let's go see this graffiti mural or whatever you call it. And I said, so tell me more about why you think it's someone from the outside, other than those, because I knew, gee, you'd ask that. So I said, tell me more why you think that. And they said, well, it's obviously someone's jealous of us here. And I said, what is it? I said, is there other operating system? I said, this is an Apple-based world. And they said, an Apple-influenced world and more. And I said, okay, I get it. This is 70 or whatever. This is where you want to spend the rest of your life. I can't blame you. It's pretty nice. And I haven't even sat down yet. And they said, would you like to sit down? I said, I'll tell you what, I'd love to have water because I'd love to see how you do your water here. And they said, just right is how we do it. I said, well, then don't worry. I said, and then they brought me one. It's the perfect temperature. And the glass they gave it to me in, it was just great. And I said, okay, they know what they're doing here. And he said, so somebody that has another, you're thinking another town is jealous of you because you're superior and they're coming in and they're graffitiing your town, but they're doing it in mural. And I said, do you have any witnesses? They said, no. I said, do you have any cameras? They said, no, we don't have any. We don't do surveillance here. And I said, well, you checked my and they said, well, that's tracking. That's different. We wouldn't watch you. And they said, okay, so you don't have any cameras. Okay, well, that's, all these phones have frigging cameras. And they said, yeah, we have line, you know, we have boundaries. They said, oh, okay. So we got to the mural thing, and it was in, one of these smoky, I couldn't tell, they call it smoky glass, right? And they were covering it up with smoky glass, and cutting it off or whatever you want to call it. And they were almost done. And then there was also a couple paintings to the side. And I said, well, Jesus, this ain't going to do me. I said, what was the mural of? And they said, ocean waves and things. And I said, are you covering it up or taking it off? And they said, well, no, we're replacing the glass. Well, yeah, we're keeping the glass that has the mural on it. And they said, I couldn't tell. They said, so you're keeping the mural. And they said, in this case, some of them we've covered up because we couldn't just remove it. This glass just comes off. And they said, what are these paintings over here? They said, there's also paintings that get put up I said, so someone's making a mural and there's paintings. I noticed the paintings were turbulent water, different forms of turbulent water. You know, one was a whirlpool. One was water coming out of a glass, you know, stuff like that. I think there was four paintings. And I said, what are you going to do with all this stuff? And they said, we're going to store it. And I said, okay, for evidence for me. And then they just looked at me and they just kind of I said, okay, something's up here. I didn't say that to them, but they didn't even answer me with yes or no. DK, I got to figure out who's doing it, right? Why would I'm already predicting what you would tell me. Yeah, why are they holding the paintings? Fine, to get to the bottom of that. Yeah, these tracks, they're confusing, almost like whoever's doing it, they're doing it in, okay, wait, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, G. It's public art, and people make public art for attention, so I should pay attention, okay. I think that's a clue within a clue that you're giving me. Okay, so someone's doing this publicly. To bring attention to something is what you're saying, and to the art itself. Yeah, it didn't help. So turbulent waves. I know they have nice water, but yeah, it could be trouble with the outside. Whoever's jealous, right? All right. Well, I'll go to bed. You two go to bed. You get your school. Your school's out. I hope you're enjoying your summers. The summertime, but and yeah, I'll be back. I'll be back. I'm gonna go. They got me this. So then we went after they showed me the art. We went up in this tower with spiral. Oh, even the elevator, cork screwed up the building. It was so, oh man. And the bed, I think the bed's shaped oblong. So nice. It's so nice up here. So very modern. But then I looked out, and it, like a part of my window was obscured. Like I could only see one way. There's this white tower blocking, like a shiny white tower. So I was hoping to see everything. But anyway, so yeah, like I'm gonna go to bed, and you okay? And we'll get check in tomorrow. All right, so I'm up here, and they already I turned on my phone, of course, this morning, and they texted me to get to the lobby. So I'm just going to record as I go here. Hey, well, how you doing? That elevator is fast. Okay, they struck again. So where? Let's go. Where'd they strike? On the border. On the border of what? On the border, wait, so this town's broken up into sections. You never told me there was different sections. We're in modern, just modern. You just call it modern. And then on the border, modern and new town. Okay. And is there an old town? Can I call that Starry Maestro, Marstro, have you been to Prague? They have old town and a new town. Maybe we could eat some smazany seer. Okay, you're not Czech, so you don't know. That's fine. I don't pronounce it right anyway. Okay, so here's it. No, I think I should have told you last night. No one's touched a mural, right? Great. Oh, but you're ready to get rid of it right away. Okay, well, let me look here. Oh, so Newtown is where the White Tower is. That is very sleek and white. And this is more... Wait, so the Newtown is more of the Macintosh... Is Old Town the classic? Well, there's a classic section, too. Okay, we'll learn more about it. That's fine. So that's like those white Macintoshes that were real sleek in the iPods and stuff, huh? And some people want to live there. Okay, well, so let's see. There's paintings here. There's four paintings with frames. That's nice. Tell you what, you know, this isn't graffiti. I'll tell you, I'd say it's public art. I mean, modern graffiti artists, and even, you know, all the time, you could say this is graffiti, but I think that, like, calling anything is graffiti is probably wrong. Did you ever see that movie? Anyway, okay, let me focus. So there's four paintings. One's of a bumper car, and, okay, behind it is, it looks like, yeah, so there's bumper cars. Then those are rams bumping. So there's a lot of bumping going on. Those are those are people dancing, bumping their hips to each other. And this mural is a little bit more of symbolism, but it feels bumpy. Oh, yeah, because those are bumps. Like a bumpy. I wonder what this means. Do you think it means there's something but bumpy? Then why the public art? This is bumpy. Yeah, so I'm just wondering, when you can we go see? So there's Old Town, and then there's Classic Town. Tell me more about how does everybody get along around here? Pretty good, okay. And so there's the Classic, and some people come because they liked when they were on Earth and they liked iPhones. And then some people like the classics. So this makes sense. It's interesting you all live together. Why are you all living together? Would be the next question my niece would ask. You have your reasons. Did you say reasons or reason? Reason, you did say that. And then you said reasons. I noticed you changed that. So is there one reason you all live close together or multiple ones? Because really, shared resources doesn't really hold water up here, despite the quality of your water. And, like, I'll be honest, since you seem to be the town leaders, are there any troublemakers in town? I understand you might think it's coming from the outside because we have those tracks and... You know, who would want to mess up if you do have your reason or reasons for all being here? Is there any, the old town can be trouble? Oh, you, excuse me. You, yes, you were speaking. It used to be called the Candy Town. So the old town is different. So classics would normally be old. What's old? Oh, you're scoffing. Oh, those Candy Macs. Oh, did they have a hotel where you could live in one of those Candy Macs? Because I think I'd like that. Like a bed inside one of those. They're nicely shaped. Oh, so because that was an awkward stage of Apple's pre-iPod, post-Macintosh era. Like, you're not big fans of it, I can tell all of you. So those are the troublemakers. Let's head over there. Oh, I could head over there by your... You don't go there. Okay, is it going to be like... I'll just head over there. How do I get there? Oh, I got to go... Oh, it'll show me. This is like the Enterprise. This is great. I just go around this curve and around this curve and through this curve. Bend around here. Wow, this is like... Oh, wow, I like this. This is the iMac part, huh? I like blue lights and sleek white framing. This is, I guess, does feel like a bit like iPod 2.0, if you don't mind me saying, ma'am. Thank you. Yeah. Well, Steve would love it. Did you say have a Steve-like day? Oh, who am I? I'm from out of town, actually. I'm from not from this town. I live on the beach. I'm a lemonade maker. I've been hearing about, I came to see those murals. Terrible thing. Yeah, I heard of, like, probably Android users. Yeah, you, like, I don't know. I think up here you don't even need a phone, really. Yeah, you need a way of life. You're right about that, except it's not a way of living. I guess that you could say that. You could say a way of existing, I would say. Yeah, well, thanks. I do have, I'm staying in the modern hotel. I like this new hotel you have, though. It's very, it's very sleek. But yeah, I was going to go down to the candy, to the old town. I'll be careful. Why? There's a lot of patchouli down there. Okay, well, maybe I'll just, okay, thank you, ma'am. I was mostly just curious. Okay, so this is old town here. Yeah, it's just very neon, and okay, there's some, I think they're just making blanket assumptions. Good afternoon. Hi. I'm a visitor. I'm from out of town. Oh, is it groovy here? Yeah. Okay. Well, you're playing to, I was hearing about those murals. I've been hearing about these, murals and, I thought I'd look into it. It's the strangest. I've never heard of a muralist that also puts up framed paintings. Oh, they're afraid it's upsetting Steve. Okay, I'm sorry. What? They're afraid it's upsetting Steve who? Steve Jobs. It looks like I came to the right place because you. This is old school, old town. Let's sit down at this cafe. Hey, do you have like only hostels here? Oh, yeah, because I'd like to sleep in one of those candied Macs. Is that it is possible. This is, I guess I'm sleeping here tonight. So tell me more about this Steve thing. So Steve Jobs, no one's run across Steve up here. Okay, well, that's, it's really big up here. I don't know if you've been around. I don't even think, this isn't obviously the big farm. I guess this is the big, Apple store, Apple museum store in the sky. So this is different. I live on the big farm. Actually, I live on the beach now. Okay, so this is making more and more sense. So everyone here, you have a great affinity for Steve Jobs. I get that. Okay. And some affinity to such a level, maybe you all have a touch of anxiety. Okay. Oh, and they don't even think your town belongs, that your part of town would be, okay, well, that, but they're mostly worried about the paintings. Because this is Steve's work, all of these different, So they try to keep their part of town nice because they think it was Steve's favorite part. So that makes sense. And in case he didn't have his favorites, you all live together because you love, and if Steve was going to come somewhere, maybe he would come to visit or to stay. Oh, and maybe he would pick one place to live. Okay, well, that's pretty competitive. I guess that would be like bumper cars. I can see the arts and turbulence. So I think this is like an internal thing. So you're all, okay, so they're saving, that's why they're saving all those paintings, huh? And because there's got to be a chance. Somebody said, what if Steve's doing all the art and the paintings? You didn't think of that. Well, somebody did. I think that's why they're saving all the paintings and the art and stuff. Okay, well, it's interesting. Okay, what's all that noise? It sounds like an angry mob of Apple fans. Okay, there's those little group of leaders. How's everybody doing? They did something. What do you mean? They both your hotels. You think they're up to it? Okay, why don't you go show me? Let's go take a look at So both the hotels were graffiti. Is that what you're saying? And you're blaming the Candy Mac people? And you think they were behind it all along? Okay, this makes sense. So tell me more. I don't know anything. I just came here to look at paintings and to get to the bottom of this. That is some neon curves painted on both the modern hotel and that white tower, the new hotel. That's the new hotel? You just call it the new hotel, huh? Yeah, those are a lot of stripes and things, and looks like it just might have been done, huh? The only thing is I don't notice any paintings, framed paintings on anything. Why don't we all sit down? Where's the nearest, Plaza Cafe? Oh, right here. Perfect. Okay, so, tell me all about it. So someone just did this from this Candy Mac town. Oh, and and they're probably behind everything else. Okay, I believe you. I totally believe that you believe that. And what triggered this sudden certainty that the old town people did it? I haven't even been to Classic Town yet. Okay, go ahead. They feel inferior because you know what? I just saw, was Steve there when they came up with that stuff, or was that part of his? You all suspect not. It's just a marketing stunt from your position. It doesn't have the sensibility. Okay, you know what? When I say art and artifice, what do you think? Okay, you're just nodding. So this part of the town that I was just in, I was conducting, it's funny, your timing's perfect because I was conducting interviews. So that part of the town has an inferiority complex, so they've been acting out. You overheard me when I said public art is for attention. It's to be seen, but attention, I think you took it attention the wrong way, is a negative. I mean, it is intention. Attention just means to see, to be seen. Sounds like there's a lot of conflict and strong feelings about this old town. What about the modern and the, you evolved from one another, you feel like. So you have, so you've learned to get along. And the same thing with classics. You have utmost respect, but none of you would live there. Maybe visit. Do they have bed and breakfast in the classic part of town? Do you have arcades in all parts? You do. Great. Oof. It sounds like a great place to live, except we got to get to the bottom of this painting thing so everybody can get along again. What do you think would be the best solution? I don't think the Candy Mac part of town is going to leave, to be honest. I think they see themselves just as valid part of this whole cohesive thing. I'll tell you what, let's just cut to the chase. It's pretty stressful living in a place, where you're almost waiting for someone to come visit, and like, what if you didn't know what day Christmas was and you were waiting around? They said, well, probably in December, but maybe in January. I always wondered what that would feel like, you know? Wouldn't be easy, right, for a kid, for an adult even. Yeah, like if they say, well, we'll shoot off some fireworks when it's going to be, you know, on Christmas Eve, or Santa will just come. And then you're waiting and waiting and waiting. It could feel like forever, huh? It could get in, it can get you on edge. What did you say? Wonder if Santa would even come at all. Yeah, that's a natural thing to worry about. That totally makes sense. And I would imagine then if you had siblings, because I did, I am the oldest, and I got a brother. He's got a great, great daughter, G, and best friend, DK. Don't know if they believe in Santa. They should. I hope they do. But, you know, then you'd wonder if you wouldn't want your siblings to mess anything up, right, by painting stuff. Or maybe even, like, if you thought your siblings were going to do something to get you in trouble, to delay or even ruin Santa's arrival, you might even do something to make sure they get in trouble, right? And that way they would get consequences, and maybe then you that's kind of a childlike thought, because if Santa knows if you've been naughty or nice, he would know that that was semi-naughty. Okay, no one has to worry here. We're all talking like grown-ups. There's not going to be any consequences for any of this. We're just trying to get to the bottom of these murals and the paintings themselves and who's doing it and why. And I'm here to solve a mystery. The mystery of why the candy stripes on your hotel, that's not a mystery. It's easily solvable problem that I could get to the bottom of in 5 minutes if I wanted to, but I'm not here to solve the crime of the neon stripes on your hotels, because that's someone else did that. And I would choose to believe that whoever did the candy stripes on the hotels is probably just stressed out, and we'll just leave it at that. And maybe they're stressed out the wrong people. Did you all catch my drift? Like, that's what you're better off, would have been better off. That's what I would have better off done once somebody, if I had an older sibling to say, hey, don't frame your brother, because since Santa's going to know that, just worry, it's going to be, don't worry. Here's a present anyway, you know, for whatever the Santa guy, but I know you want Santa to come. And I know it's a mystery, so maybe that's my job of why I'm here, to find out when, I'm not here to find out when Santa's coming, by the way. I'm here to find out about these friggin' paintings. If I had that answer, well, maybe the paintings will lead to that. Who knows? It's a mystery. So let's stick together for now. Oh, someone's coming and waving. All the paintings are gone. Oh, boy, let's go. So let's walk and talk. So while we were doing, let's just be, can we have more adult talk? Have you been keeping all the paintings in the murals and preserving them just in case Steve Jobs is making them? Yes. Okay, that's fine. There's no judgment here. It's a possibility. I can't connect all the dots yet. But you're also, you have a greater worry that Steve would come and he would say, why is there a bumper car mural on what wall, a small glass that's like, I prefer it to be clean, a nice, clean, smooth design with, you know, maybe there's a, was there a user interface in there? Of course. Right. And, I'll tell you what, you don't got to worry. When Steve Jobs comes, give him a glass of water. He's going to be, I think he's going to smile when he comes to this, but don't worry, okay? It's okay. But so you've been keeping all the paintings and protecting all the murals or storing the murals in case Steve's doing it. Great, that's smart. But now, this is the warehouse. It's empty. The warehouse where all the paintings were. and all the murals were. And interestingly enough, there's a lot of scrapes. There's a lot more of them, though. And, you know, so the stripes and this happened in the broad daylight. There's no witnesses? Oh, everybody spends a lot of time looking at their phones. Okay, that makes sense. I believe that. Why would you look up? You can't really bump. You can bump into stuff up here. Okay, well, we're going to get to the bottom of this. So I tell you what, I'm going to go in. I'm going to go back. It's almost bedtime. We've been working pretty hard today. And it's strange that all the paintings left. Quick question, though, now that I have all of you gathered, is anyone from the, is there Apple IIgs section in the classics? No, there's not. I'm the first person to ask that question. Well, that's weird. You have a screening process. So I'm the first person that didn't go through the screening process. Okay, well, that's fine. That's going to help me crack the case, believe it or not. But so I'm going to go to bed in the can. I'm going to stay at the Candy Mac Hotel, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this case. And I see that the case is stressing you out for reasons. I think you're all reasonable people. You wouldn't even mind these murals. You would, because it takes away from the design. You could think about having an art museum, okay, outside. So you just don't want any murals or paintings. I get it. I'll be honest, I think you need to start thinking about these underlying feelings and just how to, deal with them in its community. I think Steve would like that, to be honest with you. It's just my two cents. So I think a quote I heard once, in a dream, that Steve Jobs said to me is, not everything wonderful, it can be sandwiched between two pieces of aluminum or glass. Right. Meaning there's, So think about that. Think about it a little bit. I got to talk to my niece and her best friend. But I know what they're going to say. So, hey, GDK, it's me. I just got back to, I'm in bed here. I'm inside an old iMac. It's bigger. Oh, yeah, I don't think you're, these were before your time. Yeah, you could look it up on the internet. It looks like a, cathode ray tube. Yes, that's the kind of, so, did you get my tape? Did you, because they said, could you send it to her phone? I said to somebody, they said, can I send these? And they said, yep. And I guess that's only something I could do. They say most people, they get a 404 error or something. And I said, yeah, I can go down to Earth, so I should be able to send files there. Okay, so you're caught up with everything. So, yeah, what was I thinking? I was thinking, so all the paintings left, makes me think again, someone from the outside backed up a giant sleigh or sled. I think I have sleigh on the brain because I was using all the Santa Claus metaphors. But I think I have a plan. They don't have a two. I think we open up a 2GS lane and I wait there. And I don't look at my phone. And I'll see who yeah, so I'm going to do that tomorrow, and I'll get back to you. Do you think that's going to, we'll just catch them painting, whoever's doing it. Okay, so, because I think we figured out the why, we just got to figure out the who, right? Trying to resolve the underlying conflict of the town. So it could be Steve Jobs. Yes, Steve Jobs is involved with Pixar. Yes, it's very cool. Very cool, right? Okay, so yeah, good night. I'll talk to you too soon. All right, so hey, Diane, just kidding. Hey, whoever's transcribing these notes, I don't know, is there a transcription, Angels? Quick question. I would already know that when I'm recording this, but... hello, reader. Back on the case. There you go. I'm back in detective mode. I set up a blind alley called 2GS Lane, dedicated to the 2GS, Apple 2GS, one of the like the computer I played most games on at my friend Charlie's house. It had great graphics and great sound, and was too he was in a position to get one. None of us were, and it was top of the line for playing video games at the time, like world games, summer games, you know, Space Quest and Space Quest II, Bard's Tale, and probably a bunch of other ones I can't remember. So I'm just hawking to GS Lane, and then what I'm going to do, I just have a bunch of Apple IIGSs, blasted, because it ends up a bunch of people have them at their house. They were snoo-snooing them, but they said, well, I just wanted to play a little of Arachnoid or whatever, and the graphics on the 2GS are just superb. So I have them here, and it's the evening. I'm just going to pretend to go to sleep, but I don't have a phone. And actually, once you play these games for a little while, you get kind of, you say, well, so I'm going to just lie back here. Okay, I already hear something, and it's a scraping sound. And I don't think it's, holy cow, I don't think they see me. It's paintings walking in, they're scraping and walking. It's paintings, and now they're painting, they're setting up their paints, they're talking to one another, they're drawing on themselves, like, to explain things, and they have blank canvases. A couple of paintings are painting a blank canvas, a painting on a painting. These, I think I'm watching paintings procreate, and they're getting ready to do the mural in... I guess I'm just gonna, hey paintings, how you doing? Yeah, I was just back here. Yeah, no, I'm now looking at my phone. I'm not from here. I'm from out of town. Yeah, I'm Simon, Big Farm PI. Caught you, you don't have hands. I've never seen paintings paint. This is interesting. So you're a bunch of paintings and you're painting murals and paintings, oh, hey, like a couple of you are from the hall. Like, that's interesting. So where are the rest of you from? Okay, don't tell me anything about Steve Jobs because I don't want to know. Like, let me just make a couple jumps and solve this. And you tell me, you paint me if I'm wrong. You might have painted me anyway. This is just a fake 2GS lane. I don't know if you sense anything different. Why did all the paintings leave, first of all? Oh, to go paint somewhere else. Okay, so I get it. You're like painting. You're kind of like angels, right? You're looking at one another, but you're not painting me. Does it feel good to be painted? You can paint me later if I'm right. And if I'm wrong, paint me now. And you're here. I think I talked to everybody about this conflict of waiting for Steve. And I know up here we get a little bit more certainty, but there's not total certainty, so no one knows if Steve's here or if he's coming here, right? And it was creating some tension here. And geez, like, that's what I'm doing. Similar, but different than what you're doing. I'm going around up here, mostly I think for myself, because I would rather just stay at home. But then I started solving cases up here with my niece and her best friend. And it's helped me, it's helped other people make it a little bit less tense, you know? Is that what you're doing with your paintings? Oh, also you're procreating. Just up here. What about overpopulation? Not a problem. Okay, that's good. I won't make any judgments. But so you were trying to solve some of this tension with the stuff of waiting for Steve and people's different opinions. Well, I helped you. Yeah, so we kind of work together here. I mean, I'll be honest, I think, like, your work here is done because once 2GS Lane is shut down, because everybody wants to keep that on the DL. Yeah, I'll shut it down. This was just a trap I set for you to get you to come paint here so I could catch you and figure out who did it, but I don't have any reason to tell anybody. I mean, I do have to meet with the townspeople and tell them that it's not Steve. Well, no, we could just leave together then. It must be a hassle. You just scrape along the ground, huh? And hop. Some of you hop and some of you scrape, huh? Okay, well, maybe just leave, can you leave this mural here? Oh, you're just going to paint me. Okay, and I'll go to sleep, and then I guess it's okay. This feels good. No, I'm going to leave my clothes on. Thank you. Okay, I'll take my shirt off. There you go. Paint me up. Yeah, I'm going to go to sleep. Oh, hey, town. Yeah, I got painted. Yeah, so I found out while they're painting, I kept my eyes closed. Here's what I did. I set this 2GS lane up so that they come paint it, do a mural here. So it'd be a new source of tension. But what it was like a public artist that wanted to do art from outside your community. You were right. There might have been some people in your community. I don't know. Just people that loved art. And it was a gift, believe it or not, to remind you how lucky you are to live here in this modern place where you could appreciate what you appreciate, but together, you know, share what your love of that Apple and Steve Jobs' vision and touch screens and mouse interfaces, GUIs, you know, all that stuff together. You know, we're not up here to argue anymore or to say, Jesus, you could say I appreciate this more than this. And you know what? It's tough waiting for Santa Claus, or in this case, you know, another like Santa Claus like figure to all of you. It's not easy, and I think that's what the painting people were trying to do. And I explained to them that it was maybe causing more because you like to clean stuff, and they get that. I don't think they're going to be painting here anymore, unless they feel like you need to some paint to kind of open the lines of communication. Sometimes art does that. You look at something and you say, when the heck's with those squares melting? Man, I'm in a bad mood. Maybe I should apologize for that. That doesn't make any sense. Well, yeah, it's like, and yeah, we'll just do away with these 2GSs. The people that were getting ready to dispose them are going to take them back. So thanks for hiring me. I'm going to lie back in my paint pool here and close my eyes just like I did when the artists were here. That's why they painted, you know, they said they painted me so I wouldn't see them. But I heard their voices and I heard their words. And I remember that there are things more wonderful than can be saying. But being wonderful, like maybe, hey, what about sandwiching me between two pieces of glass? Just as, okay, and I'll sleep like that. Thank you. Oh, that's comfortable. Oh, yeah, I feel iridescent. Good night. Yeah, I want to thank everybody supporting the show on Patreon. I want to thank Rory, Brian, and Brady. Thank you. Thanks and good night. Andrea, Catalina, and Richard, thank you and good night. Robin, Faith, and Jason, thank you and good night. Dylan, Emily, and Michelle, thank you and good night. Karen, Kathleen, and Yvette, thank you and good night. Mary, Rebecca, and Slept in Class podcast, good night. Tammy, Robin, and Linda, thank you and good night. Laura, Soya, and Mike, thank you and good night. Kate, Taylor, and Tori, thank you and good night. Jerry Lynn, Luke and Lori, thank you and good night. Talia, Rohan, and Chris, thank you and good night. Thanks and good night to Amy, to Kamal, and the Teacher's Lounge, and thanks and good night. Thank you and good night to Colleen, to Anon, Anonymous, and Aaron, thank you and good night. Thanks and good night to Nina, to Philip, and Annika. Thank you and good night, Sistina, Andrea, and Josie. Thank you and good night to Miles, to Teresa, and Julie. Good night and thank you to Emily, Marianne, and Marianne. Thanks and good night to Janet, to Teresa, and Aaron. Good night and thank you to Joyce, to Heather, and to Michael. Thank you and good night to Valerie, to Kelsey, and Rebecca. Thank you and good night to Susan F., Katie, and Beth. Good night and thank you to David, to Sarah, and to Stu. Thank you and good night to Olivia, Jane, and Sue. Thank you and good night to William, to Linda, and to Shibben. Thank you and good night to Kathy, to Gustavo, and good night and thank you to DGC and Kay. Thanks and good night. Thanks and good night, everybody on Patreon. Over on PayPal, I want to thank Maria and Kevin and Laura. Thank you and good night. Thanks and good night to Juan from Mana, Laura, and Face It Honey. Thanks and good night. Good night and thank you to Steven. Good night and thank you to BFD Crafts. Thanks and good night to TLJ. Good night and thank you to Adam, and good night and thank you to Anita. Thanks for the support. So thanks everybody for supporting the show and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2. Almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.